Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You know, it's the last big holiday weekend before you go back to school and you have to buckle down, you know, with the end of the year, the end of summer. It's sort of the traditional end of summer, the Labor Day weekend is. And a lot of people want to go to the beach. A lot of time they want to go out and have some outdoor events. But the question is, what's the weather going to do, given the fact that we have a tropical storm that will be exiting the coast somewhere down around the Carolinas, tracking up the coast and taking position just off the coast of Maryland or Virginia? What's it going to mean for us? Gary McGrady is on. He's a Fox 5 meteorologist. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, okay, so how's it going to impact our weekend? We're curious to know, you know, what it's going to be like. How much rain are we going to get, and where is it going to be located?
Okay, here's the deal. Now, good news for us here in the city, and really kind of up and down I-95 and western suburbs, it actually looks decent.
We're going to be okay.
I mean, the storm has been trending slightly farther south and slightly farther to the east. Now, the beaches are going to be rough. There's no doubt about that. But I think here at D.C. metro area, we're pretty good. We're going to get some clouds, a little bit of a breeze. But temperatures are going to be, you know, hovering right around 80 degrees. Could there be a shower? Yeah, there could be a shower, but most of the rain, really eastern shore back over towards the shore. And again, the beaches are going to be pretty rough.
So in other words, if you have something planned in the D.C. area, you're probably going to be okay.
I think so.
But if you're going to Ocean City, it's going to be a wash.
Exactly right. And again, this is also based on the forecast. And I always tell people, and we don't really forecast hurricane tracks. We leave that to the National Hurricane Center. That's the way it should be done. So as long as that track stays where it is right now, this forecast is golden, okay?
Yeah.
If something changes, and it could, but not likely, but it could, you know, then things will change back and forth. So if you got big plans, and a lot of people do this holiday weekend here in D.C., just kind of keep up with the forecast. But it shouldn't change. It would be a very, very low chance that it's going to change significantly.
All right. So it came ashore in Florida, in the Big Bend area of Florida, about 1:30 this morning as a minimal hurricane, a Category 1 hurricane. And by daylight, now that the sun is up, we perhaps have gotten some sense of the damage down there. What are you hearing?
Well, you know, first of all, as it came across, yeah, you said a minimal Category 1 hurricane, which was great. It didn't have a lot of time over that warm Gulf to really get going, which is always good news. They've had a couple of reports of tornadoes down there. I think the biggest problem they've had and the biggest problem that we're going to have over the next 48 to 72 hours will just be flooding, okay? I mean, they already had so much flooding ahead of landfall, so there could be some spots down there, Brian, where we're talking about maybe localized up to 20 inches of rain.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, before it's all said and done. And it's all come pretty, you know, in a pretty short period of time. This morning, the storm is racing. It's moving northeast, which is kind of good, at about 14, 15 miles an hour. So the center of the storm, tropical storm now, Hermine, is already into southern sections of Georgia.
Yeah, and then it'll go Georgia, and then how far, where does it come back out into the ocean?
Right over Cape Hatteras. It's going to come right off Cape Hatteras and right back into the Atlantic. Now, what is going to be interesting, and just about all the major models are forecasting, mm-hmm. that it'll come out into the Atlantic, it'll be offshore of the Delmarva for the weekend, for Sunday and Monday. And now there's suggestions it's a pretty good consensus of our modeling, that this storm is going to sit and spin and maybe do a little loop-de-loop out there and hover around maybe through Thursday of next week.
All right.
Possibly Friday. It could even become a hurricane again out there. So,
wow, really?
Again, yeah, I know. A lot to why. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but it could happen, and our modeling is suggesting it just might do that.
All right. Listen, we very much appreciate you. Gary McGrady, Fox 5 meteorologist, appreciate you joining us here this morning.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.